day four of the conflict between Israel and Iran, and the death toll is continuing to mount, with little sign that hostilities will end. Iran has now threatened to leave the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which would take its nuclear program beyond any international assessment. In a moment, we'll be speaking with Alistair Bunkle of Sky News, but first, the Tánaiste, Simon Harris, says the world faces a very serious situation.
It's almost impossible to overstate the serious level of danger here. The world is on the brink of an extraordinarily destabilizing situation in the region would be absolutely a statement of fact, if not an understatement. I've been working intensively with our colleagues on the ground, Irish diplomats in Tehran and in Tel Aviv over the weekend, and indeed engaging with European counterparts. Tomorrow we'll have an emergency meeting of the Foreign Affairs Council to discuss the situation in Iran, Israel, and I think a big focus of that meeting is going to be on working together in the European Union to evacuate European citizens if and when it becomes possible or safe to do so. We have a very small number of citizens in Iran. Most of them are long-term residents of Iran. We have a larger but still relatively small number in Israel. At the moment, obviously, the airspace is closed. Moving across land borders is potentially treacherous.
Iran hit Israel with a wave of missiles overnight, some penetrating the Iron Dome defence system. The number killed in Israel since Friday has risen to 24. This man described how his building in Petah Tikva, a city east of Tel Aviv, was hit by one of the Iranian missiles.
When we hear the alarms, we go to the Mamad, stay there. After a few minutes, we heard a strong bomb. After a few minutes, we see all the damage. All the house is broken.
Iran's health ministry says that more than 220 people have been killed in Israeli attacks since Friday. This woman in Tehran described the fear.
For years, our protests have been crushed. Our currency has collapsed. Our wages shrink by day. And our dreams have gone up in smoke. And now we have to fear going to bed in case of a bomb falls on us. I feel like a loser.
For more on this, we're joined by the Middle East correspondent with Sky News, Alistair Bunkle, who's in the central Israeli city of Petah Tikva. What did you see today?
Well, today I saw a large apartment block that had taken a direct hit. It looks as though actually the missile hit directly into what Israelis call a mamad, which you heard actually in the clip you were playing of an eyewitness there, which is their word for a safe room. And there's extensive damage around for about 100 metres around because the blast waves blow out windows, shatter cars. There was a kindergarten close by as well with a very damaged roof. So similar to what I've seen over the last couple of days when ballistic missiles have managed to get through Israel's defences and impact in civilian areas.
Iran has claimed to have employed a new method of evading Israel's air defences. Do we know if that's true?
We don't know if it's true. The Israeli military has denied claims by Iran that it's been using a missile that can manoeuvre itself mid-air. I think probably, you know, the reality is that as good as Israel's defences are, and they are very, very good, I mean, probably the best in the world, they're not perfect. And if you have 100 missiles, for example, fired, particularly ballistic missiles, at Israel, and it's, you know, even 95% perfect, well, that's still five missiles that get through, five incredibly powerful missiles. And it only takes one of those to land on a civilian building or a military installation, and it can do an awful lot of damage.
Can you tell us something about the Israeli Defence Minister, Israel Katz? He was forced to backtrack on comments he made this morning. Initially said that residents of Tehran, the Iranian capital, would pay the price for attacks on Israel, but now he says there's no intention to physically harm the residents of Tehran.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's counterproductive to what I think potentially Israel's trying to achieve. And I think underlying a lot of the military activity is the hope that it will topple the regime. We've seen Benjamin Netanyahu directly speak to the Iranian people and say that he wants to bring freedom to the Iranian people. So I think if they are killing civilians in large numbers, then that is only going to harden the public, the Iranian public, behind the regime in this moment of war. So I think if you do start targeting civilians and you're trying to turn Tehran into Beirut or into parts of Gaza, then I think that is probably not what the Israeli government is trying to achieve. That's not to say, incidentally, that there have not been and there will not be civilian casualties in Iran. There have been, but I don't think that is what the Israelis are trying to achieve.
The Iranian parliament, we hear, is preparing a bill for the country to leave the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. Could this war actually have the opposite effect of the one desired, Iran's nuclear program heading outside of any independent assessment?
Yeah, I think that is extremely likely. I mean, I don't think we can say with any confidence what the outcome of this war is going to be, nor when it might end, or there might be some sort of ceasefire. But I think that it is very possible that one of the consequences of it is that it hardens the regime's desire to obtain a nuclear weapon. And by withdrawing from the non-proliferation treaty, that is a mechanism that they use. I mean, the only alternative probably for Israel is to both totally destroy Iran's nuclear capabilities, which would almost certainly need the support of the Americans, which isn't there at the moment, or remove the regime and hope that whatever replaces them does not have nuclear capability as one of their main priorities.
I mean, is it clear to you what the intention of Israel's government is? Because initially it was targeting nuclear and military sites, but now also oil refineries, residential areas being hit. And we heard on Saturday how 60 people have been killed, half of them children, when a 14-storey apartment block was flattened.
Well, this is why I think it does come back to hoping for regime change. Obviously, I think the first priority for Israel and what they are using to justify this moment to carry out these attacks is to, okay, if not totally destroy Iran's nuclear facilities, at least push them back by many years. But I think they want to now use this opportunity, given that for decades, Benjamin Netanyahu has been waiting for this moment. The gloves are now off. Nobody really around the world is having any impact to try and stop them. And to be quite honest, at the moment, I don't think anybody would have any success in that form anyway. So I think they see this as an opportunity to really degrade Iran and Iran's military in almost every aspect.
Middle East correspondent with Sky News, Alistair Bunkle, thank you so much for joining us.